All right, what do we got? I just got one thing that Zach Davies threw a 35-pitch bullpen today and felt very good. The next thing will be to target some live hitters, whether that's in a game or facing somebody in a simulated game is yet to be determined. That day is yet to be determined. So it was really good news for Zach. He said he felt very good, and I heard he was dotting it up. So that's all I got.
Do you have a timeline for when you're hoping to be back up here,
Bud? No, I do not. It's all just kind of checking that box and moving forward. And today was a good day for him. I know that. And getting him to face live hitters will be the next spot that we got to get to.
Velocity in its usual range?
I don't know that answer. I'm not so concerned about that right now, to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to be until he probably faces live hitters and starts standing on his stuff. So right now, that's not a big concern for me.
I know you had a workout yesterday, so pardon me if this is redundant, but yeah. If you don't mind sharing your break and how it's possibly refreshed you here.
Yeah, it's always nice to step away from something that you've been grinding at for 4.5, 5 months, maybe longer with preparation that had gone into the season. And I encouraged everybody to step away and recharge the batteries. And that was everybody from the coaching staff, medical team, and the players. I know they came back in very refreshed, and we had a great workout yesterday. So, the mindset is to go 1-0 today, and just prepare. We prepared yesterday to do what we could do today to win a baseball game. Yeah, this has been, a grinding couple weeks on this team. I know that, but we're going to keep plowing away, and that's been our message every single day.
Did you just hang out here?
Yeah, personally, I stayed here the whole time. I woke up, I slept 17 hours. I woke up on Monday morning, didn't know where I was, that type of sleep. So it was a good recovery day for me.
Cattell is obviously feeling good enough to play in the field. Is that
yeah.
going to be
Yeah, I don't want to play it out too far, but if he gets through today, which we anticipate will be just fine, and feels good, we're gonna load it up and do it again during the series. Whether it's tomorrow or not, I don't know. It might be second base DH, second base. It might be second base DH, but we just want to get him through today and see how he feels.
You mentioned the rough little grinder. I mean, well, a couple of one-run games, some close games, and talked about feeling a little helpless there. He's back. I mean, one run games wasn't really the problem that it was last year up until I feel like that last little stretch. Are you hoping to be able to get that right?
Yeah, we gotta win those games. We've embraced the challenge of close games. We prepare for those. We've been playing very close games all year long. We just got to find a way to do those little things every single day that are going to help us win those moments that'll help us win a baseball game. We've left some chips out there. We've left some opportunities to extend some leads. We've left some, some key situations defensively, or made some bad pitches at the wrong time that have cost us games. And we can identify those things. And we got to tighten that up.
Maybe you mentioned this yesterday. I don't know. You've got an open spot in your rotation. Are you guys reaching the point of the season where you kind of want to get a look at some of your younger arms and from player development?
Yeah, I think so. We have a stable of very young. Talented arms and player development. Yeah, I think it's exciting for us to know that some are doing very well and are ready for potentially the next challenge. You know, what, who, when, all that stuff, we're not sure yet, but there is an opening. So that candidate will be coming from player development, I'm sure, certain of that.
What's the latest update on Humberto Castellanos?
He is still not asymptomatic. Each time there's a throwing program, and he gets through it, but he feels a little bit of tenderness. So we've pulled back a little bit on increasing that volume, and we're just reading reacting day to day as far as how he feels. I think the key here is to be asymptomatic, and he just hasn't gotten there yet. It's very unfortunate. We felt like he'd be progressing a little bit more quickly, but it just hasn't happened.
Looks like you pulled a lot of your regular lefties out of the lineup today to face Patrick Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the challenges? I know Patrick's not having a real good year, but when you think about the righty-lefty situation, what's your thought process?
Yeah, I know Patrick, and I know he's challenging. Doesn't matter who's going to be facing him. I just think it's a little bit more of a bumpy ride for the left-handed hitters. He can sweep that slider across the zone, and I just wanted to make sure that we were looking at the baseball as long as we possibly could, and I wanted to get as many right-handed hitters in there. Well aware of the fact of what his numbers are. I know both sides are hitting over 300 with and over 800 OPS. We need to be on point today. He's going to come in here, I know, excited to be returning back to Arizona. I think he's done it a couple times, and he's throwing the ball pretty decently against us, so we got to be ready for this challenge. Not right now. He is still at Salt River, and he's throwing over there at Salt River, and I think he is starting to face live hitters. So he's progressing, he's ramping up, but he's not to the point where he's out at an affiliate yet.
How about Demetsky?
Devo's been throwing in Reno, and he's been doing well. The velocity is showing up again. The secondary stuff is there. It's just a matter of being consistent, but he's healthy and feeling very good. That's the most important thing.
Obviously, it's a cool experience for him, but for Joe getting the scoreless inning in the All-Star game, I mean, what does that do for a player coming into the second half?
Yeah, you know, I haven't had a chance to connect with him. I gave him yesterday off knowing that he had a full load, full three-day load for the All-Star game. And yeah, he made us all proud. That's, I knew he would. I knew that he'd go out there prepared, and it was a quick, clean inning. And I know he faced some of the best hitters in baseball and did his job, and it didn't surprise me at all. So I'll reconnect with him a little bit. I just had a chance to pass through him in the hallway and didn't get a chance to ask him about the experience, but I will. I enjoy those interactions. I'm going to be as excited as his parents were probably, and just get to know exactly what he went through. Eventually he's going to be chewing me off of him. I guarantee you. He's going to be like, all right, I've had enough of the story. Leave me alone.
Right, are you hoping Juan Soto's tired from the home run
derby? Yeah. He is who he is, and he's one of the best in the game, and we respect that. So we've got to make pitches to him, and we got to make sure that the right people are beating us. If there's an option, we're gonna go in a different direction. But we know he's very, very good. He's a very good baseball player. He's earned that.
I know all the comparisons you've thrown out about him, but does he remind you of anybody? But can you think of anybody else that you've been around the game or watched that was that good, that young?
No, not entirely. I think he's in a category by himself. There have been a lot of really impressive baseball players that have come up at a very young age, but I think he was doing it at 19 at a very high level. So that might be a little challenging for me to find out. I think game on the line against the Milwaukee Brewers, it might have been the wild card game, right? He turned around Haters 96 for the ball that got by the right fielder.
Oh, yeah.
That helped them win the game.
Yeah, and Trent Grisham.
Was it Grisham? Yeah.
Did the ball ever get by him?
What's that?
No.
So he's taking a shot at Trent Grisham.
So and when I saw that, I felt like this guy was going to be really good, and he has been. But I haven't seen many 19-year-olds impact the game the way he has.
Would you have liked to see Joe Mantiply mic'd up in the All-Star game? How did you feel about just that in general during the All-Star game?
Yeah, it was a whole different feature. It gave me a little anxiety, to believe it or not. I felt bad for the guys because I know what it means to have somebody jump into your routine and your pre-pitch prep, and it's a little invasive, but it seemed like everybody did a really nice job with it. It was a great snapshot as to what happens, what's going on inside of the mind of two people at the same time. There's that nonverbal communication that is actually happening between the pitcher and catcher. They were just able to verbalize it, and the rest of the world got a chance to see it. I thought it was a great idea. With Joe, I'm sure it would have been very simple. He's very quiet. He probably would have followed the instruction of the catcher and taken the recommendation of the catcher and just moved on quickly. But I thought it was a fascinating experience for me, but it gave me a lot of anxiety because I was feeling for those kids to be able to execute. They did. Trevino didn't seem bothered. Put him on a better stage. He was great.
I guess on the subject of guys talking during the game, one of our writers is writing about the history of guys covering their mouths with the gloves when they have to talk to each other in the game. Mm-hmm. Do you have a theory as to how that started? Have you ever heard of stories to who did it first?
It was probably about 15, 20 years ago that I started to see it. You know, the cameras started to zoom in pretty closely, and they were able to see things and slow things down. It's probably that whole slow-mo with high def that changed everything, because people were into reading lips and reading signals, and I think teams figured that out. So, yeah, it cracks me up when everybody goes out there and they're covering their mouth, because if it happens with me and I do it, I hear a lot of, what? Say that again, what? So I don't bother with it. Thanks, you guys. Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.